those movies are shot in ways where it's really easy to put yourself in the shoes of the character. And again, no offense to teenage girls, but it is really hard to
all
put
all offense to teenage girls.
It's
There's
really...
the cold open.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Pointless Discourse with myself, Apocalypse, and D Pain.
Hello, it is me, D of the Pain.
I'm getting out my dice to prepare for something that we do in all of these episodes, and if this is your first time dropping in, stay tuned to find out what we do with dice in this in this series.
Or not. Just skip ahead. you'll find it.
If you don't want spoilers for Lady Bird, then we'll warn you, because this week I'm remembering to say what we watched ahead of time.
Did we not say it last time?
Well, it got to the point where we all were chatting, and then I was like, I don't know if we mentioned watching The Lobster. So this time I can for sure be like, I mentioned it. I did it.
Wait, is that the right timeline? Oh, past lives. Yeah, everyone, we recorded The Lobster after past lives.
I also don't remember how well we segued past lives into the beginning of that episode.
Me neither. I don't know. Sometimes I forget how well or not well some of the pre-show banter goes. We're just here for vibes. And
yeah. I mean, we're 8 episodes deep in. I'm going to plug it so that I don't forget later, too. In this series, this is episode 8 in watching 24, A24 for 2024.
Yeah. And then it'll be real fun when we're like, episode 24 for 2024.
I know. there are going to be a couple episodes coming up in the next handful where we go, where I sit there and go, do we have a title yet?
Yes. Literally, what, in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, no, next week.
That's one of them. Yeah.
Next week, and then, well, and then 2-3 weeks after that. 2-3 episodes after the next one. And then everything will... I just looked at it and was like, oh, wait, we got to start scheduling some of these. And then I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, we at least have a person for this one and a person for this one.
I got to message the people for the other two.
This one should be interesting if people didn't want to watch Hereditary with us. I don't know who's going to watch that with us.
Well, I'll probably ask this one, because I didn't message them for Hereditary.
Okay. Oh, they did watch, for a hint for anybody who's watched previous episodes, they did watch Samurai Swords, so this will be a great step above for them. So it is also a prop movie, so to speak.
Yeah, and then if we do the series we were talking about next... it will be our great apology, or it will be everyone's great revenge against us.
Yes. But, we should have all the same guests for this, too, and be like, I know we made you watch something, so it's your turn to make us watch something.
Yeah. Just realize you also have to watch it.
Or at least rewatch, to be fair. Yeah. Yeah. Because D-Pain learned during one of our Halloween brackets where he's like, I know I've seen this movie, but I can't speak to this particular point right now.
It was The Shining, which caused me to watch 4 movies a week. And for people, if you're new, you're like, well, you watch a movie every week for this. And I'm like, yeah. And that maxes me out for movie time.
We learned a lot of lessons from that bracket.
Yes. I love the concept of a bracket. I just did not like the work alongside streaming, alongside a full-time job, alongside a part-time job, to fit in 4 movies.
So if you want us to watch 4 movies a week and to talk about books, tell us to start a Patreon.
Yeah. Or just to talk about books, okay? Like, we had to cut off our pre-show hangout time to stop books. Because I read a really interesting one. I read one that I think the author just hated men, which was not as interesting. But
same.
But now, I don't know. I think it's interesting. I'll drop the name in a quick blurb about it. We won't go into it. But it was a memoir called The Darkness Manifesto. And it's all about how humanity using light and light pollution, how that's affecting everything. And from, just insects to mammals, like, all the nocturnal animals. And it's really interesting, and like, even not just like wildlife and space and just all that stuff, but just how much light pollution we're doing, but like the whole, like, everyone talk, I remember the whole conversation about bees and how they're like, oh man, we're losing them, but it's like, because of the way street lights and light levels and all this stuff, we're losing a lot of insects that do like pollination at night, that is killing off certain plants and all this other stuff because of just
extending our day. I just saw that in the description. Yeah.
Yes. It's really interesting. And it even talks about how the way we use light affects us personally. And so, like, at the end of it, I have an LED light, and I started switching the light color and heat and intensity at a certain time. And it's like, I think this is actually helping me sleep. In short, it's like, white light is very close to midday light. And so our brains, when we see that, we're like, oh, it's the middle of the day. And once you put on like yellow or
warmer tones.
Orange light. Yeah. Warmer things, which is closer to twilight and kind of lower the intensity of it, it helps your brain pretty much realize, like, get into that circadian rhythm. He uses circadian rhythm a lot at the end of the book, but it was really interesting. It's a short little book, and yeah, I think it's worth a read. I have to be careful with this one TikTok that I watch. It's the one I was talking to Hop about it earlier. Totally blank on the name, but it's this lady who works at a bookshop. I think every time she suggests a book, the way she suggests it, I'm like, well, okay. And then it's always on sale. And I'm like, what the dumb? And so
she actually controls the market. You just don't realize it.
Yeah. That's how I bought a Piranesi and this book. I think there was like one other one. I'm like, so to the point where she'll be like, hey, here's this book. I'm like, scroll. I have enough.
Trust it. Trust the opinion. Got it. Good.
No, I'll skip the video because I have too much to read.
Also fair.
But yes, I do trust their things. I like it a lot. It used to be next to me. That's why I bought this poetry book that I'm still working my way through, called The Earth Speaks.
Okay.
I think it's over there, but it was like a book written back in the 80s where pretty much they, you can only get used books. So if you're interested, when I finish it, I could send it over to you, Hop. But cool. It's pretty much what it is a collection of poetries, not just from poetry people, but from like environmentalists, scientists,
conservationists.
Yeah, that one. but it's like all these people that interact with nature from the 80s. And in the book, they're like, hey, here's our mission and everything. Everyone in this book does not align with our mission, but we chose them because these are people that live, breathe, take care of nature compared to how so many people just stay indoors and all that. And it's a neat little poetry book of just nature. And so, like, I was reading on the way to PAX Unplugged. I think I'm about halfway through. But I'm a very slow physical reader. I also realized I never took it out of my backpack.
Yeah, but poetry is also something that, like, I know I tend to read it fast, but I always tell myself, I'm like, I'm going to take my time because poetry has a lot of depth. And a lot of poetry I've picked up recently has like really pretty prose, so I'm like, oh my god, that's so beautiful, oh my god, I'm crying, it's so beautiful, oh my god, it's so beautiful, like, and I just sit there and binge it. But I do think like reading poetry is a bit of a practice, and I'm It takes a bit, but I think I've been trying to read more and more, so hopefully that helps. Mm-hmm. I got that I bought recently. I don't know if you saw it on my book Instagram. It's I went into the bookstore saying I just have to pick some things up for like a book club event. I don't need to buy anything for myself. And then they had a section called novel in verse that they like had three books of. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I've listened to like maybe one or two books that are novel in verse and I'd like to like do more. So I grabbed the physical copy and I open it and I'm reading the jacket and he's like, it's a memoir told in novel in verse. And I was like, yoink, I'm buying this.
I had to, oh, not okay. Inverse was, I wrote as all one word, like universe, reverse, yeah. And then I typed it in and it's like, no, novel in, I'm like, okay.
Now yeah, like a full sense. Book, but written as if it's like a long, like a poem. So I am excited that to get to that.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that one is about, I believe,
I might have seen it, but I'm blank.
That's fine. I haven't started it, so I can't necessarily speak to it yet, but I am excited to get to it. But yes, as D-Pain did, he found a way to sneak in some talk about books.
So it wasn't on purpose.
No, it's an advertisement.
Yeah.
We don't like to ask for money, but we both don't have enough time to dedicate.
But we'll ask
for your time. Well, we both don't have spare time to give, so we would need a little bit of money for also a book podcast.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you guys want to hear more about that, let us know. And, I don't know, tell us to start a Patreon or whatever, and you can throw money at that. Or get YouTube people to boost our... What do we need, like, what is it, 100 hours to listen to? I don't know.
Oh, like, so much watch time and then, like, so many subscribers.
So we can get that two cents off an ad money.
But in any case... we're here to talk about Lady Bird. So I have my dice officially out. We will.
Would you like a little A24 fact to just
I did skip ahead. Yeah.
It's okay. I was like, hey, you. And then it's just we kept talking over each other, and then we went into books. So, yeah. Hold on. I got to double check to make sure it was the right one. Okay, I did have the right one. Oh, now I lost the button. There it is. So, hey, fact number 8. A24 co-produces the new and edgy show Euphoria on HBO.
Now, this is a very old list.
Yes.
That's funny. We didn't make this list. We obtained this list. And then we lost the list for an episode, and then we got the list back.
And now I screenshot the list, so I don't even know where the actual link is anymore.
Yeah, speaking of this, I've started going to my local library to get cookbooks because I'm so tired of so many ads on recipes when I look up recipes. So there's one. I like to listen to audiobooks now while I'm cooking because it's a very kind of like, it's almost like a physical task that doesn't need a lot of my brain power, depending on the recipe. Mm-hmm. And I had the recipe up, and it would start playing ad videos, and it would override my audiobook. So I was like, that's it. I can't use this website anymore. I hate it. Well, but anyway.
If you want a cookbook all about noodles, I can send that to you.
So one that I really like is called the No Recipe Recipes book from New York Times, where he doesn't give measurements or times. He just says cook until. So I think that was a really useful thing for us to kind of get used to working with the food and paying attention to it. And then right now I have Gordon Ramsay's like meals in like 30 minutes or less or whatever.
I'm going to find a cookbook for you. Go ahead.
But the while the sides are good, I feel like I haven't been able to make the main proteins really good. Mm. And I think it's because I'm paying attention to his instructions versus paying attention to the food again. So I need to get back on it. But I did make really good schnitzel the other day.
There we go.
Yeah.
Progression.
Learning things.
Let's see. Is this it? All right. Here you go. This is going to be a cookbook for you.
I'm so scared. Is this in collaboration with Martha Stewart?
I think that's a different one. But I don't know. This, you look through it, and for people who don't know, I sent her From
Oh, there's Crook multiple Snoop Dogg cookbooks.
Yeah, it's a Snoop Dogg cookbook. I didn't realize there was more than one. Hey, unless you can also get Trejo's tacos.
But it, wait, doesn't he have a restaurant, Danny Trejo?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But
Billionaire's Bacon.
I bought this book for a white elephant.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just funny because, well, it was a church Christmas party. And then you guys know how church people are. They get a little weird. And then the youth pastor is the one that won it. And he had it on his shelf for a while.
Nice.
But I don't know. He could be the one that made him. Well, not at the same time. He couldn't. I don't know. You got to make your money somehow.
But in any case, now we move on to the bit I was going to do where I have dice. And if you don't want spoilers for Lady Bird, turn back soon because we're going to be rolling dice to give a quick synopsis of the movie. And then we will just be going full spoiler territory for like 30 minutes.
Yeah. So,
thank you for listening this far. But if you need to turn around, we understand. And we'll see you soon.
But if you do have to leave, let us know if we should talk more about books. We don't need much of an excuse.
No, we really don't. All right. I have rolled my dice.
So have I.
I think I'm going this week. It never works when I do this. I don't know why I try. 17.
I have a natural 12.
All natural?
Not that I can add anything in this context.
But yes, so now I'll give the short synopsis before we jump into it, where D-Pain has a timer for us so we don't lose all track of time.
Like our pre-show talkings.
So yes, so this movie is kind of like... Strider asked me what I thought of watching Lady Bird, and I think my description for him is good. It's a coming-of-age film, perfect for girls between the ages of like 17 and 23. Yeah. That's my synopsis. I mean,
yeah, there's, well, we can get into it. Yeah, that's pretty much how I would explain it.
All right, let me know when you've got the timer going.
I'm hitting the timer in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, I think if I had found this movie when I was younger, it would be an important movie for me. But because I'm watching it and I feel closer in age to the mother, It kind of flips itself to me feeling bad for the mom, which I know is not the point of the movie.
I felt like, bad for both the parents. Honestly.
Yeah, both the parents. Yeah. But I know that the movie is trying to shed light that it's hard for everybody, but because of the main perspective, For me, I was getting to the point where I was like, this is just a well-told story I've seen before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my initial thoughts after watching this was like, which I still agree with, this is not a movie marketed or focused for me.
Yeah.
I think it's well shot. I think it hits all the beats of a good movie. I wrote something down. I'm like, yeah, it's been 20 minutes and I felt like it felt like an hour to me.
Yeah, I guess like it's interesting though, because realistically, a movie like Moonlight is also not something marketed towards us. A movie like Minari is not necessarily like the demographic for you. Like Minari's demographic is more for like me. But it is interesting that those movies are shot in ways where it's really easy to put yourself in the shoes of the character. And again, no offense to teenage girls, but it is really hard to
all
put
offense to teenage girls.
It's
there's
really,
the cold open.
It's really hard to put yourself back in that state. For me personally, when it comes to thinking about being a teenager again, I get really anxious and uncomfortable, and I don't like it because my teenage years, while not quite like Lady Bird's. I could see moments of myself and what Lady Bird was doing, and me as a 30-year-old woman looking back at it going, oh, yeah, I did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the difference, like, Minari is a really good example of, at least for me, like, yeah, it's of not, it's not intend, like, connection.
The target audience isn't necessarily,
like, I was like, my brain was like, I forgot the word that Hop just said. However, I think the difference of why I enjoyed it so much compared to this one is that, yeah, is we do have, I forgot the child, the son's name, but, like, we do have his bits and pieces, but the majority of that movie perspective-wise is told from the parents. It's like, and then, like, a little of just, like, their struggles and everything alongside, like, it's equal. While in Lady Bird, it's, like, two-thirds Lady Bird, one, well, the one part, everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's like, I do think it definitely feels intended, like the pacing and story is told from a teenage mindset where it's just like, it feels like a whole bunch of like boom 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 where you just go through, and I'm like, by the end I was like, it took me like after a day, I think it was yesterday, I was sitting there because like we were talking about it today, and I'm like, okay, let me sit there and think, like, really think about it. And I'm like, okay, there is a storyline, but it's not very much, like, everyone has their own goals, but it's, like, it's also their goals and everything is not the main purpose. Like, the whole point of the movie is, like, yeah, her coming to age and realizing that, like, it's just snapshots of family life and of,
it's essentially written as, like, what teenagers consider milestones, yeah, really. Because it's, like, I was talking to somebody about how I just don't really keep track of my birthdays anymore because the government has set up arbitrary rules. Like, oh, you get your first license at, like, 17 or 18, and then you can drink at 21, and then you graduate college usually about between 23 and 25. And then after that, I was just, like, oh, there's no more milestones. Like, there's nothing else to keep track of.
Retirement.
So, will I ever get that chance? I don't know.
Not if. Well, that's our political commentary that will come in later.
I was talking to a coworker. He's a bit older than me, and he's like, "It's all pensionable hours," and I was like, "For you, I don't get one of those." I didn't say it. Because he's very nice, and I didn't need to bring him down. He also made a comment. He was like, you're in uncharted waters with no wind for your sails. And I wanted to instinctively say, should I just kill myself?
No, you obviously have to go hunt the great whale.
And then I forget what else. And then I texted my friends. I was like, I was so tempted to say, why does God give his hardest battles to the saddest soldiers? And I realized the guy's age, and I was just like, thanks. Real useful.
That sounds like, oh man, I always joke with Kathy. She'll post stuff like that, and I'll just be like, oh man, it's like, she hasn't done it recently, but it was like allergies or something like that. And I was like, you literally bought your cats that you're allergic to. God didn't give them to you. You did.
It was funny. But anyway, back to the movie. Yeah, it's, I think it's told.
I love those tweets, by the way. There's that style of joke.
Yeah, it is a good joke. It is very much like told as those different milestones. Like, she's like, I'm a senior in high school. I have to go to college. And like, she's pursuing college. She's like, I have to get a date. I have to have a boyfriend. I have to go to prom. I have to have my first time. You know, it's all very much like the details are kind of not provided because it's told in her perspective, and she doesn't care about details as a character because, again, she's a teenager. Mm-hmm. She cares more about, like, the strong emotions of everything. So, yeah. There's not a lot of nuance in her opinions, but it makes sense given the context of the story.
Yeah. Also, something you mentioned that triggered my time of taking child psychology classes. Teenagers, specifically around this age, I forget what age it is. I think it might be like when you're 20 to 22, somewhere around in there. Pretty much when you're a teenager, like, they did tests where they would show different pictures of someone giving facial expressions. And, like, someone that would be our age was like, oh, that's happy, that's sad, that's frustrated, that's all this stuff. Teenagers would look at the same pictures and say, oh, they're angry. Like, every picture was angry. And you see that, like, a lot in this movie as well, where, like, the relationship between her mom, I think a better relationship is her, Lady Bird's attitude towards all the authority figures in school, where it's just like,
she also had, I think a specific example is her brother.
Yeah.
Because her brother, you can tell, at least in my opinion, her brother didn't really seem to be that invested, other than the fact that he's like, I want to make sure mom and dad and my girlfriend are not upset. And then Lady Bird is very explosive. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, look, can you just, like, listen to me? And she's like, nah. And it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, when they're at the grocery store, he's like, I work here. Can you not, like, get me in trouble by reading magazines at the counter? And then she, like, laughs at him.
Yeah. Teenagers.
Yeah, because he's trying to come from a point where he's like, look, can you respect me for 2 seconds? And then she's like, why are you mad at me? Why are you always yelling at me? And he's like, mm-hmm. I just...
It's like, because you are justifying it now. yeah, it's... There is a... I guess the main... Like, the two main threads of story here, which... Yeah, we definitely follow Lady Bird of following, like, her, like, checklist of stuff that need to be done and, like, to become an adult or whatever. Mm-hmm. But there's the two main things, which the way it's done, it's, I guess, like, loosely connected. Like, and not loosely connected. It's not, like, this is the main plot. But at the same point, it is the ongoing story thread of Lady Bird wanting to get into college that is not
local.
Not local. She very much, in the beginning of the movie, wants to go to the East Coast, which I was like, okay. So
I have plenty of friends on the East Coast that wanted to go to the West Coast.
It's just, which makes sense. It was interesting.
Grass is greener.
Yeah, it was interesting seeing that perspective, because I feel like so many people, like, here are just like, gotta go to the West Coast, or blah, 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 blah. And then it's just like, I want to go to New York or Boston, where it's sophisticated. I'm like, what? I forget what her reasonings were.
She said, like, that's where all the writers live. Which isn't wrong.
Yeah. It's
pretty true, yeah.
Nerds. Anyway. But yeah, so she wants to do that. But then there's the other, like, that's her plot A. And then the threat to that is how her whole family does not have the money for this, and it's and how everyone, like her brother, her mom, and her dad, how they are reacting to Lady Bird's what she wants to do with life, and how much that's going to affect the family.
And even the brother's girlfriend, too, because the brother's girlfriend has moments like, there's, like, these tiniest moments where you think Lady Bird is going to consider a little bit more nuance, right? Where I think his girlfriend's name is Simone or something like that. Where
the Wikipedia, if I can find it.
Because I did laugh a lot when the one guy picked her up for a date, or for Thanksgiving, and she just goes, Simone. And he's like, huh? He's like, that's my name.
Yeah.
Should I pull up the IMDb?
I have it. I have the person that I think she is. Let's see. Shelley Yuhan.
Oh, Shelley is her.
Shelley. Okay. But she might go by... Yuhan is probably her last name that she goes by.
Oh, I thought it was Simone, but I could be Simone, mistaken.
Yeah, I don't know. It was...
So Shelley, but yeah. She did make me laugh a lot. But yeah, Shelley has moments where she's like, you know, your mom took me in even though she's poor, but because my family kicked me out. And Lady Bird has a moment where she's like, she starts using the phrase like, maybe love is attention or something like that. And then as soon as something bad happens, she's just like, everything's too big for her to really like process, which I get, because I remember being a teenager, anything that happened, I was like, it's the end of the world. But,
yeah, it's
there. I did think that they did a good job, though, of little moments of, even though you could tell her and her mom were always at ends, they had little moments where you could tell she loved her, even though she was very controlling of her. And the controllingness doesn't get explained until she's already left for college, which I think is a very normal, like, mother-daughter relationship. Yeah. We don't actually find out, you know, all that stuff until you're already out of the house.
Question, did you pause to read the letters too?
I did not pause. I was able to glance the first sentence, and then I was kind of like, okay, I assume I understand the context.
Yeah, I just wanted to see, like, what was that? I don't know, stuff like that. I'm like, well, I can pause it, so I'm going to read these letters. Yeah, they're pretty much like, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And a lot more words.
Yeah, basically, that Lady Bird was her miracle baby, and that she had her when she was a lot older, when she thought she couldn't have kids. So it explains why the mom is like, I want you close, I want you nearby. But then it also, her mother does have the acidic tongue, where she's like, well, you couldn't even leave here if you tried. And we only get the slightest glimpse of her. Lady Bird was like, did your mom do mean things to you? And she's like, my mother was an abusive alcoholic. So very much that whole generational trauma, the cyclicalness, where she's like, I'm doing better than my mom. But Lady Bird is like, I hate it here. I hate everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom's like, I am such a good mother compared to what I had.
Once again, like, perspective of of it all.
And how much the dad tries to protect Lady Bird, which, like, I felt, like you said, he feels so bad for him. Because she's like, can you drop me off here and I'll walk to school? And then the mom brings it up later. He's like, do you know how bad your father felt? And he was like, please don't bring it up. She's like, you can't be the good guy every day. And he's like, there's enough going on in this house.
It's just, and like, I really like the thing where it's near the end of the movie where, like, he finally is, like, getting an interview, and he's there, and Lady Bird's there as well. Like, she's out in the waiting room, and he has this, like, awkward conversation with the hiring guy. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, hey, and they're like, cool. And they turn around, and there is Miguel, Lady Bird's brother, and it's clear that they are applying to the same job, and like the brother's just like, oh no, it's like realizing like how much his dad needs this, and he just feels bad. And the dad's like very supportive, like straightens his tie, everything. And like at that point you can see, like earlier in that movie, Lady Bird gives an outburst against him. He's like, the only reason you can't get a job is because you have all that crap in your face. And like he takes out all his face jewelry, like his piercings and stuff, and it's like we see that, like, even things that she said in anger, because this is the only scene we see him without all the stuff in, where we don't know if this is, he always goes with it cleaned up, or what would be acceptable in whatever it's called, in a workplace environment. I couldn't
professional
think
of, setting.
Yeah, I was like, my brain was like, yeah, I'm like, what's the word? And so it, see him doing all that, whether it was because of what she said or it's what he always does, but the, how the dad was just like, gives advice, fixes his tie, and just like tells him to calm his nerve, like says, pretty much calms him down, is like, you'll do well. And it's like, essentially, like, dude, go get it. Like, he's not gonna, he's the dad is very much one of those guys who's supportive to his, like, own detriment. Like,
yeah, because he's, like, offering money when he clearly, you know, we find out he's been laid off and everything. Mm-hmm. And then the mother... The other thing that I thought was interesting was kind of, like, how the mom would try to do reality checks to try and ground Lady Bird. And her techniques were not ones that Lady Bird was willing to listen to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, again, the same interaction about the abusive alcoholic mom. They're like, did you know your father got laid off? So we're double poor. We're extra poor. Mm-hmm. And then Lady Bird tries to talk again and is like, is dad depressed? And she's like, your dad's been depressed for a very long time. She's like, mm-hmm. why haven't I noticed? It's like, because he conflated success with happiness and they're not the same thing. Like, she's trying to make Lady Bird more aware, and Lady Bird's just like, I don't like dad upset. And then later on is like, are you gonna divorce mom for her giving me the silent treatment? He's like, I love your mother. This is just hard on her. This mm-hmm. is like, this is a moment, right? Like, this is a sliver. This isn't, like, yeah. indicative to her whole as a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's almost, like, Lady Bird and her mother are so alike that they can't communicate.
Oh, yeah, he said that time. You both are strong personalities.
Yeah, and it's, like, if you look at it, it's, like, the way they react to anything that, like, the way the mom reacts to Lady Bird for the majority of the movie, like, not everything, but it's, as you said earlier, like, the, like, in between the her being frustrated and angry at Lady Bird, we still get the whole scene, like, after she has her first time with Paul Atreides, that I don't remember what his name is in the movie.
Kyle.
Yeah, he showed up and I'm like, Willy Wonka and Paul Atreides are in this movie. And then I was like, go figure. Paul Atreides would be reading, like, libertarian information.
Crazy. I know. We don't need to put tracking devices on us. We buy them ourselves. She's like, I don't have a tracking device. He's like, a cell phone, dummy.
Yeah. So, which...
Also, the fact he lied about being a virgin. Ugh. Ick. Yeah. Such a big ick. But anyway, we can talk about yes. that in a little bit. He's, like, technically a minor character, but he's really annoying.
Yeah.
Arguably so much worse than her first boyfriend.
Yeah. Both lied, but different, different, I guess, different perspectives. But, what was it? Oh, yeah, like, after she has her first time and it was, like, definitely not what she was expecting. And then piled on with the lie of what we were just talking about. Like, her mom picks, like, what was it? Miguel was supposed to pick her up, and she's like, well, I was just here, so I just came and got you. And then just...
Her mom immediately could tell, yeah.
She's like, what's wrong? And then, like, she breaks down, and, like, all this time is like, want to do our favorite thing? And I'm like, what the heck is her favorite thing? And it's just looking at... open houses and
yeah, looking at how essentially how the other side lives is how I yeah. like to joke about it with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the people that are on the right side of the tracks.
Her mother was so upset, and you could see it, like, the yeah. instant flash when the boy was like, "I actually drove past tracks," and, like, I thought mm-hmm. it was a figurative sense of speech to be on the wrong side of the tracks, and they're just like, "I do so much,"
yes,
and it's still not enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's just oblivious to, he's like, I'm just going off what your kid said.
I know. I do feel bad that she, like, decided to date a theater kid. I was like, oh no, mm-hmm. that kid doesn't want to date you. And then when she goes mm-hmm. to the bathroom and she's like, I was like, yeah, I didn't think I think you were a cover up for his family, so they didn't ask him any more questions.
Yeah, it's...
Because everything moved so fast between them yeah. that it was, like, it was pretty uncomfortable. Then again, things moved fast with Kyle, but Kyle... Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to say it. His character is so gross for the fact that, one, like, they're making out, and she says, like, I haven't done it before, and he goes, yeah, same. Like, you know, yeah. clearly say whatever he can to get with a girl. And then, like, spews all of like the toxic masculinity and conspiracy theories. And then when she says she's ready, all of like 2 seconds.
Yep.
And she's just like, oh. Like, I feel so bad for Lady Bird. Like, even though I say I can't necessarily relate to her, Lady Bird has so many moments that her reality is just like shattered. Like, everything she wanted for her checklist, it just is bad and bad and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kyle goes, oh,
you're like number six.
I never said, yeah. I don't know what you thought I said. I was like, gaslight.
Yeah, I'm like, no, you definitely said it, buddy.
And then, like, he clearly doesn't like her. He doesn't care about her. So that does kind of cycle back to the phrase, like, love is attention, where she kind of, like, figures herself out again. And then it's kind of funny where she's like, grass is greener. She goes to the East Coast and is sitting with a guy, and the guy's like, your music tastes as shit. What do you know about any of this? Where are you even from? Is that a real place?
Yeah.
And then she, like, gets sick, and she wakes up, and she's just like, it's not different.
Yeah.
And nothing's different from how it was in Sacramento.
And then calls home, and it's like goes to church and all this stuff. So, I will say I like how when, what was the line? Because like, I think it's Miguel that says it, the dad says it. Like, you're gonna go out to it. It's Miguel or dad's like, because at this point, this is after they find out that she was on the wait list, so her mom.
Oh, for an East Coast college, yeah.
Yeah, and Kyle and the rich friends show up, and they honk the horn. It's like, you're gonna go to the door for someone who honked the horn for you, and she's like,
oh, it's the dad, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, the dad's just like, really?
Oh, and then Miguel goes, even you deserve better than this, yeah. Like in a very older brother way of being like, I won't admit it, but like.
Yeah, and she's like, today I am. And then it was like the realization, like the whole thing of she's on the way and wanting to go to prom, and then they're just like, what was it? Everyone's like,
they're gonna ditch for a house party.
Yeah, ditch for a house party, and she's like, yeah, yeah.
And even before she gets in the car, the girl that like the popular girl at school was like, she's so weird, and I was like, I mean, I get it. She did lie about where she lived.
Yeah. I don't like liars. As long as you don't lie to me anymore. It's just like, I'm just a weird child. Because she also had, like, the way she was presented in the movie had, like, no ambitions or anything out of Sacramento. Like, she's like, why would I want to leave?
I mean, it's very much like the, as I like to say about some people, peaking in high school.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're all like, let's go to the house party. And it's like, Lieber's just sitting there like, and then it's all like, I don't know. My brain, whenever I say it's all clicking, all I can think of is not like a watch or things like snapping the place. I think of a zipper with all the things like.
So it's not quite a clicking noise.
Yeah,
but
I know. It's not, I don't know why, but
things
it's
are aligning.
Yeah, that's what my brain thinks of, which has, I'm pretty sure, not clicking together all that. But it's just, you can see her just going through and saying, no, I really want to go to prom. Can you drop me off at Julie? Who's Julie? My best friend in the whole world. And everyone's like, all right. And just, yeah. Julie, man, she was funny, the whole thing. Where, but then at the same time, it's just like, oh, man.
I felt bad for her, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, you deserve, like, in the beginning of the movie,
she deserves a better friend.
Yeah, she definitely deserves a better friend. And but it's one of the things that just cracked me up. Like the beginning, like once we get to the part where that her and Lady Bird go to prom, she's like, Lady Bird's like, let's just go to prom. She's like, I don't want to. And it's just like, and the hanging out's like, come on, let's go. She's just like, do you have a dress? He's like, yeah, I had it for 6 months. Let's go. And she's just like, oh.
I did think it was also kind of a cute way where, you know, Lady Bird doesn't seem to comprehend depression because she's confused about her dad having to be on medication. And then she goes to visit her friend Julie, and she's like, why are you crying? She's like, some people are just built like this. Like, sometimes we just have to cry. And Lady Bird's like, she's getting little tidbits of life lessons and stuff like that. Even in Sacramento, when she's convinced that Sacramento is a dead town, which to me, where I grew up, I was like, Sacramento's a dead town.
Yeah, it's well, the I forget what it was, because I went to Sacramento for a wedding, and I think I rode when they were in the airport. I'm like, I've been in that airport. So, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I wouldn't want to live in California in general because it's expensive.
It is expensive, yeah.
But yeah, the when they were all dancing and everything, it cracked me up a little bit to see Danny. I think that's the first boyfriend's name. Mm-hmm. Just like him with his date, I think it was, and then just kind of looks over because we see Lady Bird and Julie just like
going all out.
Yeah, yeah, just like, yeah. And I was waiting for the nun, leave 6 inches for the Holy Spirit. Which I think I heard that. I'm like, I heard that line before. And
I went to a Catholic high school freshman year of high school, only the 1 year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't say that line when I was a youth leader, but I would say something of the equivalent when some students were getting too close, because it's like, yeah, it's like, hey, we the joys of, look, you can't be all over each other. Just you guys can, I don't know, do whatever you do later. But not in front of everybody, please. Yeah. I have a line that just I wrote down, is like, that's a lot of murders. I guess that's when she first meets Kyle.
She meets him when they go to, well, yeah, after the dance, they go and
it's the smoke first weed. Dance.
Yeah, they go to the dance. They smoke. Oh, no, they smoke weed after Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving. Yeah, Thanksgiving, they smoke weed and then go to the concert because Julie likes the band. Yeah. And Lady Bird sees him playing, like, bass or whatever.
Yeah. I didn't even put that together that they were the same person. I was just like...
She mentions later, like, yeah, I saw your Thanksgiving concert.
Yeah. That's right. He's, like, the bass player or something. Mm-hmm. Then, but yeah, it's just, like, the first... I forget. He says something... Like, that's just off the wall. And I'm like, dude, I knew people that were like this. Like, that
he talks about the cell phones. He talks about, yeah, he's reading books in public that are like anti-establishment, but he's like, he's not reading them like he's reading them. He's like, I don't know how to like exemplify it.
He's looking at it to look.
He's like, here's the cover of my book. I'm reading this right now. Oh, well, pay attention to me. I'm not actively reading this. I read one short story out of this.
Me neither, but if we're going to hold up books. That's for the video watchers only.
Oh. That's a good joke. That's a good bit.
I took out my bookmark.
Yeah, I've only read, like, I think I read the first short story, and I had started the second one.
I don't remember where it was in this book. I think probably here-ish.
Yeah, here.
Yeah. Good author.
I'm 50-50. I didn't like Misery. Spoilers. I don't really like Misery, so people suggested I try this out because his writing styles are a little bit different in shorter form.
I guess when I say good author, I guess I'm more...
Prolific.
He is, his stuff is sold well.
Yes. He writes a lot, and it sells very well. But yeah. In any case, how are we on the timer?
The timer just ended. There's only two people I also want to talk about, because the contrast between them crack me up, which is, I forget their names, but it's the first theater coach.
Oh, Father Leviatch.
Yeah, Leviatch, there he is. And then the boys basketball team coach.
You're gonna come in singing from here, and you're gonna run in, and he's gonna be all emotional. And then 8 and 9, going in hot.
Are you writing this down? Or like, and everyone's like, I don't, what are we playing? Or what parts are we playing? Oh, I left that up to this teacher. I don't know. She actually knows
you guys.
Yeah.
And then he does the monologue, and he stands up, whoa, yeah.
Yeah. It's,
and then Father Leviatch was like, nobody understands my vision. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they do the game. First one to cry wins. Yeah. And it's like 2 seconds in. He's like, I'm so sorry.
I was expecting him to be like, I win.
I did feel bad, though, because... one thing I wanted to point out. It was interesting to see how Lady Bird and her mom together could not, like, communicate anything. But outside of that, like, Lady Bird's mom is, like, a very caring, yes, like, very nurturing person. And that Lady Bird, when she is with the right people, is also that kind of, like, nurturing, mm-hmm, supportive person that's just there for other people. But then as soon as the two get together, their batteries are so drained that they're just like, snipe, 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 snipe.
Well, I think the clearest point that we see it is when they're in the thrift shop, trying, I think it's to get the prom dress. And, like, or I think it was just clothes and...
Oh, I think the Thanksgiving dinner dress.
Yeah, and she's, like, looking at it and just like, okay, and then... her mom's like, oh, what about this? It was like, I forget what she's like.
They get, she goes, about. Are you tired? And she's like, why would you say that? It's like, because you're dragging your feet. She's like, yeah, why are you passive aggressive? Yeah. She's like, I don't know. I just assumed you might be tired, so I thought I'd check. She's like, why don't you just tell me to pick up my feet then?
Yeah, and then it's like in the middle of that, and then she's like, oh, hey, whatever your name is. And she's like, oh, hey, as the child, oh, you're going to have to show me pictures and all that. Yeah, you should go to bed earlier, whatever it was. And it was just like a quick, like, boom, just like, oh my goodness, like, yeah, no wonder Lady Bird's all stressed out talking to her mom, because it's just, like, the flip-flop.
It seems like she loves everyone else,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, but her, at this point.
But yeah, I did feel bad for Father Leviage, where he's like, you won't tell your daughter that I, mm-hmm, had to come here, will you? And she's like, of course not, but...
Did I miss why, like...
Does her mother works at a psych hospital.
Okay.
So I believe he probably was, like... I need to be here, or I'm gonna sin. That's, yeah, how I'll put it.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, I didn't know if I missed something, because, like, they're just like, he had to leave, and then,
yeah, they don't really talk about it, but yeah, I think the hints are like him winning the crying game, then him like being really distraught that nobody seemed to understand his vision for the musical, because a lot of people weren't complimenting him. They were just like, yeah, it was something. And all the faces in the audience were like, huh, weird.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, her mother works at a psych hospital.
Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, I thought it was funny, the coach, when they just, when Danny's just singing his part, and then he finishes, and everyone's like, oh, good, and the coach is like, yeah!
Yeah.
Just like,
it's good.
It's like, two different sides, like, for sure that man has no clue what's going on, because he's like, I coach boys basketball, this, it should cross over pretty well. And I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah. But I don't think I have anything else to mention. I think we kind of covered the whole...
Mm-hmm. I will say...
I guess I was just saying... Oh, go ahead. Mm-hmm. I thought the ending was nice, because I feel like that's the point where Lady Bird, everything finally clicks as life lessons for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. The last two lines that I wrote was like, I wasn't feeling the first two-thirds of this movie, but the last third, I think, brought it together for me. Mm-hmm. Which is when, like, we really get into college, her college application is kicking off. The stress for money is also there, because we get the scenes of her mom, like, totally not wanting to talk with Lady Bird, alongside of her Lady Bird's dad, who is like, okay, if we move this money over and refinance the house, we'll be able to pay for this. And it's like he's trying to do everything he can to...
Yeah, and then Lady Bird is doing two summer jobs, because she's working at the supermarket and the coffee shop.
Yeah. And so, like, I think the last third, like... I enjoyed the last act of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I wanted to mention was, I think this is... the biggest soundtrack we watched in an A24 film.
In a couple episodes, yeah.
Yeah. there's a lot.
Yeah, I remember at the episode for next week, all of us were like, did you all think your audio was broken for like the first minute?
Yeah. So I think we mentioned it a little bit, but recommending, or if you would recommend it, who? To what?
I mean, I think it's... honestly, I did say in the beginning that I think it's a good movie for people between like ages of 17 and 23, but I think it might be also a good movie for people that have daughters that are starting to reach the teenage age, because like I said, me as a 30-year-old, I feel really disconnected to who I was as a teenager. But I think watching a coming of age film, if you have a teenager, is probably a good thing to remind yourself, like, right, when I was that age, I also had these big feelings. My daughter or my son isn't just being extra for the sake of being extra. This is just how it works. But no, I think it's a good movie. It's not a movie I think I need to rewatch.
Yeah, it's I'm trying to think. Like, I don't know who I'd recommend it for. Like, for me, it's, I'm on the same boat where I'm like, once was good. Did this this one win awards or anything?
Nominated for 5 Oscars, according to IMDb.
Yeah, because I remember when this came out, there was attention to it. I feel like A24 films always get some form of attention.
I think Greta Gerwig, is that how you say her last name? I think she's just a very good director and is like recognized in Hollywood as like,
well, she did the Barbie movie.
Yeah, but I just mean that I think most of her movies usually end up for nominations and things like that. Like, she's also credited with Isle of Dogs, which I know
she's a voice. Yeah, I'm looking at it. She's a voice in that.
Oh, she's a voice. She's not a director. Let's see. Okay.
She directed 6 films. Can you just show me the director? Barbie, Dua Lipa,
a music video.
Yeah,
a lot of people really like Little Women as well. Little
Women, Lady Bird, Nights and Weekends. I heard of Little Women.
It's the book adaptation. And then I believe that she was supposed to direct a show, and then it got like swapped around and stuff. But I forget what it was. I could be mistaken. But in any case,
yep. So.
I mean, I think Lady Bird is a worthwhile watch. Yeah. I don't think it was a bad time.
Yeah, it's for me personally. Like, I think I wrote like I closed my notes, but it was essentially like growing up in a household where I didn't have any sisters, and like just like I'm not a girl, so it's just like there's a lot of stuff where I'm like it's interesting, but. Those same, and like my growing up, my family wasn't like that, so it's like there wasn't, not that I need to connect with the movie to enjoy it, it was just there were certain parts where I think I was waiting, and it's just Lady Bird isn't the way, at least the way I was looking at it, it isn't like clear plot point at the beginning, keep going, like where Past Lives was like very clear, like, hey, we're gonna come in at different snippets of these two people constantly get together, and that's the point of the movie. The lobster that's gonna take longer than a second to explain, but it's
like, I mean, I guess, yeah, because like
I was waiting for the hook for the story, but it's like, no, it's just snippets of life of while we're in the final in Lady Bird's senior year of high school, and we're right, we're kind of just seeing
a lot of the other A24 movies Bird snippets of life. They were a lot bigger, right? Like, yeah. Moonlight has a very big message to share. Mm-hmm. Minari has a big message. The Whale has a big message. Ghost Past Story. Lives has a big message.
Ghost Story had a movie.
It had a note as a message.
Yeah.
But yeah, Lady Bird kind of is, in some ways I've seen people describe shows like this, like Slice of Life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do think it's worth watching once, but I just go along for the experience. But anyway, talking about an experience, we got a guest next week. We have Maddie joining back, which she is watching with us, Marcel the Shell with Shoes On. And yeah, we recorded this a while ago. And it's special.
It is a special episode. So tune in next week. Until then...
I gotta edit that episode. And still. But anyway, thanks for watching. Do whatever. Share, like, let us know if you want to do book stuff. Until next time, bye-bye.